Then we'll move on to the new business. Item 13A, proposed ordinance number 890. An ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending chapter 3.40 of the Wrangell Municipal Code to establish the Thomas Bay Power Advisory Committee, making the committee advisory to the Wrangell and Petersburg Borough Assemblies and acknowledging the change in the form of government of each of the communities. This is a first reading.
I make a motion to approve the first reading, move to second with a public hearing to be held January 27, 2015.
Second.
Been moved in second. Any discussion?
I have some concerns regarding 3.40.050. We are, in essence, writing in supervision, and I may be reading this wrong, and if I am, I apologize, but I'm still wrapping my head around when we became a part of SEPA. But my understanding is that we no longer have a say over the maintenance or operation of the hydroelectric project at Lake Tyee.
Correct.
And this paragraph writes in, and I could be wrong if I...
It's taking that out.
Is it? Okay, so it's redacting that out.
That's correct.
Okay, then that's fine.
When it's bold, it's being redacted.
Well, the parts that are bracketed and bolded are taken out. The parts that are underlined or left with nothing are either being included or they're part of it.
Okay, then I still have a problem with it.
So, Mayor?
Yes.
I think if you're speaking to .050, powers and duties, section A, that's, you know, generally staying in. The rest is being removed. Mm-hmm. And A, it says only when assigned jointly by the Wrangell and Petersburg Assemblies can they do this stuff, and then it makes a list. Study and make recommendations to the Borough Assemblies on all these things. So they're just making recommendations to Wrangell, Petersburg, and SEPA on these types of issues. And this statement that you said about we no longer have any say at the Tyee Hydroelectric Facility...
In terms of the operational aspect of it.
...is not 100% accurate because you serve on that board and we are part of SEPA.
Right.
So we do.
But we can't... We can't circumvent the collective by having a secondary committee that would move on that. I guess I just want to be careful that we're not in violation of any agreements that are part of the SEPA. And I would imagine the attorney has gone over it with our SEPA agreement in hand.
Just for the record, the Petersburg Borough Clerk drafted this ordinance. I took it and made a couple of changes and then sent it to our attorney. Our attorney made quite a few changes to make it acceptable. And then I sent it back to Petersburg. Petersburg sent it to their attorney, and then they just made a couple of clarification suggestions. And now this is the document that we have. So it has been looked at extensively. I mean, this has kind of been in the works for...
And again, this paragraph says several times it's study and make recommendations to, study and make recommendations to, investigate and make recommendations to. It's an advisory committee and it's making recommendations to those three bodies, Wrangell, Petersburg, and SEPA. So it's not superseding any...
It has no authority or any power to,
right,
to do anything other than let us know what they think.
Okay.
Any further discussion?
Sorry, let me just look real quick.
We're just taking this few minutes.
No, that's it.
Anyone else? Call vote, please.
Assemblymember Stecker?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13B, approval to add Wrangell Radio Group Incorporated for flood cessation to the Wrangell Capital Budget Request List for fiscal year 2015-16. This is submitted by Cindy Twett of KSDK General Manager.
I move to approve adding the Wrangell Radio Group Incorporated flood cessation program submitted by KSDK to the previously approved capital budget request list for fiscal year 2015-2016 as project number to be submitted, and submit this project under the city's CAPSIS account on behalf of KSDK.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Yes.
I want to first of all say I really support our radio station and I think it's great. The question that I have is this is a private entity within our community. So if we move forward by putting this on our capital list, what is stopping Harley Johnson from putting in a proposal for Johnson Building Supply to do it?
Mayor, could I speak to that?
They
have changed the way they enter stuff on the CAPSIS list, and only municipalities have the capability to enter into CAPSIS in our Senate district, and they do it all over. Nonprofit organizations vet it through their councils, and then they submit them with their stuff. But it's done everywhere across the state for all the nonprofit organizations.
So it's a 501c3 is your ticket into that. Okay, that was the only question I had on that.
Any further questions?
I had the same
one
Steve did.
The only thing I need to know is where do we want this placed on the list?
That's a hard one.
Well, I think it's
number 55.
At the bottom, actually.
Because even if it's if it is put as the last item and on the list, it can still be added to the CAPSIS system.
It's not going to be basically affect any of our projects anyway. In the borough project, it won't have any effect on those anyway.
That's correct.
No matter what place it is on the list. Yes.
There is a certain amount of value to have the radio station. It's a communication effort.
Oh, yeah.
If we get abandoned, if we have a national disaster, it's still a warning signal, it's still communication. So it needs to have a place pretty high up. Where you want to put it, you could argue any one of these positions are all justified. I don't know how you make that determination.
When we did our initial discussion, we talked about some small number projects, and that if I remember Assemblyperson Rooney suggested that we have some small projects up fairly high, that those can be funded, whereas we're not going to get maybe $500,000 for the electrical system upgrade, but we would get $19,000 for flood mitigation. So I think it's not going to potentially bump out any of our big projects if we move it up by what Assemblymember Rooney said.
Kim, my suggestion is you and Jeff tell us where you're going to go.
Yeah,
just for the sake of moving along, I would suggest that we put it as number 10 and bump everything else down. And the likelihood of any of these things getting funded is really low. So don't hold your breath. And also, in your description, it says project timeline. The project will begin spring of 2015. You know, the funding decisions aren't even finalized till June. So
July.
So the reality is, and the capital budget may not even exist this year. So
can we get an amendment to add that?
So I move to amend to place this item as number 10 on the list and shift everything else down.
Second.
Any further discussion? Okay. Poll vote, please, on the amendment.
Assembly members Blake?
Yes.
Krasalka?
Yes.
Sorry, Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Now, poll vote on the motion.
As amended.
As amended.
Assembly members Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Krasalka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13C, approval of a revision to the Wrangell Medical Center personnel policy manual.
I move to approve a change to the Wrangell Medical Center personnel policy manual in the sections called insurance deductible and employee discount.
Second.
Then move in second. Any discussion?
I just have a question. What's the purpose, why this change?
I can answer that.
Yeah, would you come forward, please?
Sure.
Well, we never like to make changes in benefits that take something away that existed before. It's not popular to do. When I came a couple of years ago, though, one of the things that really stood out to me is the generous benefit package that we have. It's a wonderful thing, and it's essential to be able to recruit people and have them want to come and stay here. So I think that's really important. But we've heard 2 years in a row now from Paula Scott, our insurance broker, that we have to do something different. We have our benefit package is more generous than the city borough, than the schools, than and I actually don't know of another hospital that has anything that's this good, and it puts us at risk for because of the Affordable Care Act, that in the next, I think it would be take effect in about 2 to 3 years, this Cadillac tax that you've probably heard about would be imposed upon us unless we can do something different about the way our insurance benefits are structured for health benefits. So we brought together Olinda, myself, our Wrangell Medical Center treasurer, and our board treasurer, and our Wrangell Medical Center board chair, to and Mary Jo, who is our HR payroll person, to look at what might be some possibilities that we could do that would achieve twofold. One is help to reduce our expenses and also position us better in terms of the healthcare situation as it relates to the Affordable Care Act. And these two items that are in front of you were the ones that came to the surface as far as potentially, hopefully, causing the least amount of distress to our employees while still achieving potentially some gains in those two areas. So that's the reason that we're doing it, is because we are trying to get more in line with what the market is doing in terms of employee benefits related to healthcare. And then the other piece is just to, wherever we can, to reduce costs in a way that has the least undesirable effect on our employees.
Yes.
So just to clarify what you're saying, under the Affordable Care Act, there's a possibility that we get penalized because we have too good of a benefits package,
yes,
for our people?
Yes.
That never
correct.
Has made sense to me.
And I've heard, though, that every hospital in Alaska is, and maybe other businesses too, but I'm clued into what's going on in the hospital world, is potentially at risk for this. It costs a lot more to have these kinds of programs in Alaska just because many things cost more in Alaska. So that is correct.
Yeah, one of my concerns is whenever businesses start having financial issues, one of the first things they do is look at cutting back employee benefits and salaries and things like that, and they're penalizing good people, in which case a lot of times they lose those people, which creates turnover, and turnover costs more money, mm-hmm, than if they had kept policies in place to begin with.
What we understood from our insurance broker is that we had to take some kind of action on this. And so this seems to be one that where none of our employees are going to have to pay more than the $500 deductible, which is pretty small amount compared to what most people would have. They still get from the $501 up to the total of the $1,500 would be covered by this health reimbursement arrangement that we have. So that is going to not be a huge impact as it could be if we'd taken some other kind of action. But I agree with what you said.
Yes.
Mayor, from what I understand, the $2,500 deductible is the new norm. Anything below that is considered a Cadillac. And as time goes by, that may even raise.
Yes. It may. And we had two open forum meetings with our, all of our employees invited to discuss this. This is contingent on this meeting that we're having right now. We had some really good questions from our staff, but we really didn't have people that were saying this is something that will really be terrible for my family. This is not tolerable for us. People seem to understand and be accepting of the fact that we need to make some change here.
Okay.
Yeah. That is a concern for me, is morale at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And as the financial troubles are moving forward, it creates so many issues for employees. And so I'm glad to hear that you met with your staff and discussed it with them and that they are understanding and accepting of this policy. So that's a good thing, I guess. My understanding on the Cadillac plant issue is that there's work undergoing right now to take into the unique nature of Alaska and
yes.
and to increase those. If that comes forward, if that is something that happens, would the hospital be willing to relook at reinstating some of these things so that we can offer our employees and the same benefits that they've had for years and years and years? Would that be something that the administration would entertain?
Very likely, but I would also say that what keeps people happy in their jobs is not just benefits, but sometimes it's feeling that there's enough staffing so that they're able to feel satisfied in their jobs, that they're not feeling understaffed. So staffing is a component, benefits are a component. There's other things about the work environment that are important. So I would probably want to put it to the staff and try to get an understanding of what is important to them. It may be that this is not as important as they might rather forego this and have a richer staffing model than some other option that might be looked at.
Anything further questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? All vote, please.
Assembly members Prasanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13D, proposed ordinance number 891, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending chapter 13.12 of the Wrangell Municipal Code to rename the chapter Parks and Recreation Department and add a new section establishing fee schedules for use of parks and recreation facilities. This is a first reading.
I move to approve the first reading and move to a second with a public hearing to be held on January 27, 2015.
Seconded.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Yes.
Amber, could you come up? So my concern is the fee increases. And the schedule, there seems to be, from what I could see, just, glancing at it, I know you've probably redone the numbers a million different times, but it seems like there's a couple areas where, the family 1 year pass is going to be over doubled in 1 year, and then 6 years almost tripled, and a lot of the other fees are not seeing such a huge increase. So and these are the same group that has been paying $450 a year, and other groups have been getting $18 a year. When I read this, I was a little bit like, what? Are we gonna actually ask people to have double rates in 1 year? So I have some problems with that. That in general, I have a concern with. And then I'm curious if you're expecting this to increase revenue and how much that would be.
My name is Amber Al-Haddad, 11.2 miles of Movia Highway. And so where do I start here? We have looked at these through committee of the Parks Rec Advisory Board quite a bit. And I would probably need to double check my numbers, but I've done that several times. But the way we looked at increasing the fees And then how did we project those with the 1 month, the 3 month, the 6 month for the different age categories? Was we basically started with what our daily rates are. So we worked through those, and I think we had a memo that kind of identified that. I can't recall the exact numbers now, but from the top of my head, I'll try to recall it. So what we did was we took the daily rate, let's choose the youth rate at 250 right now, and the way we projected all of that was, yeah, so here we go. In the September 25th memo that's attached here, it identifies that the 1 month, 3 month, and annual passes were in general determined by the following percentage savings over the daily fee. The 1 month, you have a savings of 10% if you buy that pass. If you bought a 3 month, you'd have a savings of 15% over your daily fee. And then the 6 month, 25%, and then the annuals, the 40% discount off of the daily fee. So what we were looking at was the way the pass structure was is currently. There's no real rhyme or reason how those numbers were figured. And not having that information, we decided we wanted to understand what would make sense for us to, you know, as you buy more, you get a larger discount. So that was how that structure was created. And again, I think that because the structure that we currently have, it's hard to determine how that was set, and it doesn't make a lot of sense. I mean, when you play with the numbers, you're seeing a huge change, especially in the family, like you have identified. Did that answer the question that you had?
It helps me understand what you were, how this came about and why it's so lopsided in some mm-hmm. ways. But then, so secondly, do you expect additional revenue from this, and how much?
We do. Of course, it's a projection. We forecasted specifically what we looked at, kind of backtracking, and not necessarily from the fees in particular, but doing away with that corporate pass, we really identified what we think we can achieve in revenues above and beyond what we've been seeing for the last several years. You know, by identifying how many people currently use the facility right now that are covered under a pass on a regular basis, and then we made some projections over the course of the next year. If all of those people were to visit the facility one time a week for 52 weeks, what change would that bring us? And then we had the two times a week, and again, that's based on kind of looking at the daily rate, because we don't really know what people are going to choose to do. Over 400 people currently are covered under the corporate rate structure, so it's anybody's guess what's going to happen. We have seen, when we were running our specials over the holidays, we saw quite a few of those corporate pass folks buying passes for themselves individually. But we saw, by just taking those numbers that right now have some type of routine use of the facility, one time a week for 52 weeks, we saw I think it was, let me put my numbers here. We saw almost three times the increase in revenue.
And what's that from what to what?
From $9,100 to $24,336.
So $13,000 additional revenue. Is that right? $15,000.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
What are your operating costs for a year?
The pool in general, or the pool specifically, our budget expenses this year were $366,000. Our revenues are at, I think it was $15,000 projected revenue for this year.
So even with the increased fees, we're still way
under. And there, I don't know of any parks, and I've never heard of any Parks and Rec department in the nation that covers their expenses with their user fees.
Do you feel this would level the field for everybody as far as rates?
We believe so, yes.
Yeah, And I've heard quite a bit about a lot of people complaining that some people are going for a way lower fee than, you know.
Currently.
Yes.
Have use of that for a much less fee. Yeah, there's a huge inequality there. And that was one of our focuses, was trying to level that that field. And one part of our fee structure that's not accounted for in here that the advisory board's going to start working on next is a fee assistance program. We've had what has been considered a scholarship program in the past, but there's no criteria really for that program. So we want to really take a look at that and set some criteria for it and establish if there are families who still can't afford to use our facilities. We are a department about inclusion, not exclusion. So we want to see if there's a way that we can and help those folks have access to the facilities.
I just had a question on the ordinance itself, not on the rate structure. So I don't know, maybe you or Kim or both of you, and under the definitions as vehicle, I think it's section 10F, the sentence that says this term shall not include, well, let me read the whole thing so it's very clear. Vehicle is any motorized wheeled conveyance, including but not limited to, this is the current, how it is.
No.
Right?
No, this is the proposed.
Removing the wheel down.
This, so currently it says vehicle is any wheeled conveyance, whether motor powered.
Oh, okay.
What it's requesting is vehicle is any motorized conveyance, including but not limited to cars, trucks, motorcycles, heavy equipment, golf carts, and ATVs. This term shall not include wheelchairs. Exception is made for vehicles in the service of the borough parks.
Well, my question was, it would be take out the wording whether that wheelchairs, whether motor powered, animal drawn, or self propelled. Is that correct?
Right, that's taken out, whether motor powered, animal
drawn.
Why
take out motor powered wheelchair?
Well, they're talking about wheeled,
Wheelchairs, it didn't matter
it shall not include wheelchairs, period.
So you just eliminated all wheelchairs.
Okay, I was reading it wrong. But that was my question, and you answered.
It gets confusing.
Yeah, okay, yes.
Back to the fee schedule. Do you have that in front of you?
The new one, the proposed.
The proposed one, yeah. So under youth 3 months pass, it shows for this year the effective rate would be $90, next year would be $84, following year $92, $96. There's a couple where it dips down and comes back up.
That's because the current, there's again back to that, the current rates don't make a lot of sense in some instances. For example, the 1 month senior rate currently is, it's actually, this is the proposed, the current one is $40, and at the current rate of $1.25, they would not be approaching $40 if they bought the month pass. It would be under that, so it doesn't make any sense. There are some other places where the rate, as you buy the multiple passes, they don't make sense based on the current daily fees. So we went through, and for this current one, effective 7/1/2015, we clean those up so that they fall in line with the same manner in which we are projecting those future ones. We just wanted to clean them up, and now going forward, they all make sense, or all discounted at either the 10, 15, 25, or 40% off of the daily rate.
I still have a hard time asking some people in the community to go from $450 a year to $950 next year, and then over the next few years, all the way up to $1,200. I personally just want to say I'm going to vote against it. I think you put a lot of time and thought and effort into, you know, making it logical, but I think when it comes down to a personal level, it's going to feel really not good to people. And for the amount that we, it's not going to change the majority of the subsidy that the city pays for these facilities. So I don't know, maybe we can look at something different. I don't know how the rest of the group feels, but that's how I feel.
I also had a hard time, especially with the family 1 year, where it goes from $450 and 6 years from now it's $1,210. That's almost a three times increase there in just 6 years.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the biggest disparity is really from the first year to the second year, and then it rises incrementally from there. And again, I think that's because of the way it's structured now. You're seeing a huge jump as we go forward based on the way it's been scheduled now. And again, I don't know how that was structured. I don't know the reasoning behind that. But just trying to create something that is consistent as we move forward, that was our goal.
Really, and I applaud your efforts for trying to do this. I think it needs to be done. I still have a problem with that youth 1 month, and we go, or excuse me, 3 months, we go from 90 to 84. It looks like you dropped that month, that in 2016 you actually dropped instead of keeping a consistent rise. So I'm a little bewildered on that number. But as these fees increase through the time, this pool is breaking down, and our expenses are going to go up dramatically. Am I not correct in that statement?
Yes.
And so we're either going to look at a replacement of the pool or really some major rebuilding.
Most likely rebuilding, yeah.
And so, you know, I don't see any other way out but to slowly try to increase these rates and make it somewhat feasible. I mean, we're so far in the hole now, I don't know where you go from here, but, you know, at least they ought to pay enough to keep the lights on.
And I will say, you know, taking a look at this first column here, effective 7/1/25 or 2015, there are some inconsistencies here that I agree should be looked at. If we're going to start, I may have some calculation errors there.
Well, and I don't understand why all of those are dropping in 16. If you're going to hold them down in 16, you might as well hold them down in 15.
Exactly.
So
I agree.
You need to make some kind of consistency.
I agree. I think that there are some errors there.
I just want to point out that it's $2.60 a day for a family to access a recreation center at that price, if we break it down 365 days a year. And I know you're not open every one of those days, but it's I think we've probably been low for so long and held down low for so long, and that people probably aren't even aware that the recreation center is supplemented from city revenues so substantially. And I applaud your efforts to have a program to ensure that families that are trying to participate and improve their health have access. But I don't see why my family shouldn't be paying our fair share to utilize that facility. And at $2.60 divided by 5, that's pretty darn cheap entertainment in my views. Now, I know there are some families that will struggle with that, and I hope we have a good safety net to help those families still get swim lessons and do the things that they for participating in Parks and Rec.
Absolutely. And I will say, too, I mean, you have to look at family. Some families are 3 people, some families are 6 people. And we have that disparity in our family membership right now. So that's something to consider. I would offer that, you know, we could take this back and look at it, especially for the family. One thing we talked about, and I guess we didn't really follow up on, is the way we're structured right now is that a family could be a couple. So two adult rates of $300 a month or $300 a year, you're getting $150 savings by going with the family discount. That doesn't quite work out when you look at the figures moving ahead. So one thing we could do is create another category. A lot of other facilities have a couple rate, where if it's just two people, they have a lower rate and they qualify for something different if they're buying in bulk. The other thing would be just to look at that as the family rate and follow the same way of thinking that the current one has been scheduled. But I think, you know, we're, there's lots of options, obviously.
Any further questions or discussion? Thank you. Hold, please.
And this is to move it to the next meeting, correct?
Yes, this is to move it on.
Assemblymember Stafford?
No.
Mitchell?
No.
Blake?
No.
Persanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes.
Motion fails, Your Honor.
We'll take a